We all take on different roles every day. One minute you're a parent, the next a chef, or a driver. That's why the Volvo XC40 Recharge is designed to be as versatile as you are. It's fully electric and includes a 360-degree camera, Google built-in, and more. Contact your local retailer to learn more or visit volvocars.com/US. The Volvo XC40 Recharge, for every you. Some equipment optional. Google is a trademark of Google LLC.
Welcome to MGP431. I'm Kevin. With me as ever, the Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
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 Hello. How are we all on this fine evening?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Very good.
This might be the latest we've started the podcast in a long, long time, so I'm planning on getting this done in a tight 15 minutes.
I mean, we have been here for... We've been here since 10, debating nursery rhymes.
If this does end up a short show because I keep rushing everybody, hopefully Pab's been recording our warm-up routine where we dissected in great detail the Grand Old Duke of York and Humpty Dumpty. It felt like we were doing an improv exercise. I don't really know why it happened, but we had a lovely old time as a warm-up. How are we all anyway? Is everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feels like ages. Did we do a podcast last week? Because I feel like I haven't spoken to you in weeks.
Huh. Yeah, I just wasn't here last week.
Oh, yeah.
Where were you last week?
I was sick.
Oh, you lost your voice, didn't you? You were pretending you had a lost voice.
Yes, I was sick last week.
I remember old No Voice Anna. The lost voice came on Friday lunchtime and she was fine Saturday morning.
What are you like? No, he came on in the morning when I woke up, you liar.
I might not be able to do the podcast this week.
Why are you phoning me? What is this sickness line number you've got? This isn't necessary.
What?
You rang the work sickness line.
I see.
Yeah, we always leave a... Do you not get the voice messages on the answer machine that we leave every week for the podcast? It's where we put the show notes, we discuss the news. I mean, where do you get all your pre-show information?
I just turn up.
Anna just turns up and freestyles it. She doesn't need to rehearse.
Oh, she's like Des O'Connor.
She is. It's not the first time she's been compared to Des O'Connor.
Okay.
I'm not surprised to hear it.
All right.
My other favourite thing that people are saying about Anna this week, which is apparently what we're doing, is whole world is now convinced she's Croatian.
I'm not.
Oh.
I'm really not. Anna,
I made a throwaway comment in a vlog around about the time England played Croatia that Anna was cheering Croatia on. And
it
spread like wildfire.
I just really don't care.
Someone sent me a message on Twitter the other day. Now Croatia are out. Is Anna supporting England? I don't know. You'll have to ask Anna.
You do love Nico Kranjčar, don't you?
Pardon?
You do love Nico Kranjčar and Vedran Čuruka.
I don't know who these people are. I'm not...
Your brethren.
Okay.
Your brothers.
Your bread bins.
Your countrymen.
My bread bins. That's what I used to call them back then.
Back in Croatia.
Croatian! I'm going to do a 23 and me, and then that will show you.
What does that mean?
That tells you where you're from.
I don't understand. I know where you're from. I picked you up from there, and then now I took you back.
Could it be she's screaming, I'm not Croatian, because she feels strongly about being Yugoslavian?
I don't think anyone... I mean, without getting too deep into the politics, something of a war about that sheepdog. I don't think any of them were yelling, but I'm Yugoslavian!
Fair enough. I don't know the background. Sorry if I've offended any of your family, Anna.
What? Wow.
Fantastic. I have no idea what I was going to say now. That's thrown me. Can't believe Anna's offended an entire nation.
Me? It's you two!
I know, it's Sheepdog, as ever.
I was like 5 when that war happened, wasn't I? Or something?
I don't know, how old are you?
That's born in 85.
It was Euro 92 that they weren't allowed in, and Denmark came in and then won it. They were the replacements for Yugoslavia because they weren't allowed to take part because there was a war.
There you go. I was 7 then, if that. 6 probably.
Okay.
I remember seeing it on the news. That's one of the earliest memories of the news that I've got. Anna's home country being torn apart.
And that's why Peter Schmeichel was created.
Well, it's like a fairy tale. They just wrote him.
Yeah, they had to write in a whole new cast of characters to fill out a Denmark squad. That's why two of them were called Laudrup. They ran out of Danish sounding names.
Is Kasper the spin-off then?
Yeah, I imagine so. Just a slightly less good version that hangs about in the Midlands rather than in the deepest, darkest north. The family's gradually working their way back to Denmark. The next one will play for Norwich.
They're taking a weird route, yeah.
We're sort of going diagonally. You're the one who pre-show said that Bolton is on the way to Scotland from Essex. You're the one with no navigation.
That was off the cuff. I was just talking about moving up the map.
Don't off the cuff without using a map for reference. I will check you. I will always fact check.
I'm going to put Essex to Scotland and see how far off we'd be.
You're going to go up the east coast. Even if you're aiming for Glasgow, you ain't going to Bolton on the way.
But Grays to Edinburgh, funnily enough. But let's have a quick look.
Well, Edinburgh, you're definitely staying on the east, because that's on the east, isn't it? Give a look at the map.
I'm going to add destination, Bolton. You carry on.
So much time to this journey.
Oh, bloody hell, I have, because I put Bolton after Edinburgh like an idiot.
You're looping around there on the way home.
Right,
Pab wants a deep-fried Mars bar, and you're going up there to fetch him one and deliver it.
Grays, Bolton, Edinburgh is 8 hours, whereas... hang on, delete Edinburgh, delete Bolton out. Grays, Edinburgh. To be fair, it's only an extra 35 minutes going via Pabs. So they may have been... Okay.
And then you can pop into the dentist on the way, I suppose.
We were trying to work out how Pabs...
Pab
said he heard me talking on Discord when I was setting my PC up. And I said to Kev, I never know when Pab's there or not now, because he wasn't, I was in general and he wasn't on, but he heard me talking. So I said, maybe there was just some Essex bloke outside his house and Kev said they're not allowed in Bolton. And I said, maybe he's on his way to Scotland on a holiday. At which point,
I pulled out a series of maps and went into a deep discussion about why he was wrong and his theory was dirt.
But I reckon one of our listeners maybe thought, Bolton's not far off. Let's take a detour and see if we can find Pab. And then he just heard them talking outside his house because they went to a dentist and thought, this could be it. And then they carried on to their trip to Edinburgh.
I don't know what's happening.
How many dentists are there in the great city? Is Bolton a city or a town?
I was about to say this. You'll have... I mean, it's not easy to find because I think there's 3 dentists on the very same road that I live in.
Yeah, but if someone's got 2 weeks of holiday and they just hang outside a different dentist every day, eventually they're going to see you coming and going, surely.
potentially.
And then you'll give them a free dental inspection.
Well, he's not a dentist.
He is the dentist. I thought that's what we were talking about. Pab is a dentist.
A quick count, there's 20, so you ain't going to take long to find him, especially if you look for 3 on the same street.
So you need 3 weeks off work.
You know, you just go on Google Maps like I am, and you find the street with 3 dentists on it.
Oh, you've ruined yourself there, Pabby. Now, because you are the editor, you've got a decision to make at this point.
I've also lied and not told you exactly how many dentists, but it's not 3.
I can see one that's got quite a few on it.
Yeah, we're coming to your house.
You know where he lives.
Yeah.
That's true. I'm coming to stay with him when Manchester Comic Con's on.
I'm not going to read out the road names on here, Pab, in case you react.
I'm sleeping on Pab's desk. Well, I'll tell you which one's right. I've got his address here somewhere.
Oh, yeah, so have I, to be fair. I was going to try and guess it, but it saved in my Amazon.
Exactly.
Just checking whether I was right.
now we've played our new feature, Audio GeoGuessr, which will be coming up on the podcast every week from now on. Next week, I'm going to guess where Sheepdog lives, but I'm going to do it by street name, and I'm going to get three guesses. But
I don't even think you could guess, to be fair. I think you'd get it slightly wrong.
I have no idea what those streets are called. I could get two streets away. That's the first one I know the name of, I think.
Yeah, but that'd be giving away where your daughters live.
I know where they live.
There's two streets away from my house. So
I was thinking of the main road that the shops and things are on.
I'm not fussed about that. If a gunman wants to go up and down that street, I'll hear about it on the Deep in Free discussion before he gets me.
Goodness me. Right, video games. I have a bone to pick with you, Pabby. This is why I'm sending everyone to your house, because I want them to take a message with them.
Okay, here we go.
Many months ago, when we did our Game of the Generation, and I quote, told me that Red Dead Redemption 2 was the best story of the generation.
It is.
And I took you at your word, and I purchased it, and I started to play it. And every now and again, over the last 6 months or so, I've checked in on the podcast and let you know, Pab, I'm X number of hours in. This story hasn't started yet. Well, Pab, I finished it. This story hasn't started yet. And I'm now doing an epilogue, which is apparently 7 hours long, playing as a different character. What the hell is this game?
Nearly there.
Tricked you, didn't I?
It was the most predictable story. Yeah, there was nothing to it. It was just obvious what was going to happen from the very beginning, and then it happened, and I was just sort of sat there flabbergasted the other night, thinking, "Well, I'll play a bit of this. I'll get this epilogue out of the way." Now it was like 12:30 at night that I finished the main part of the story with the main character. And then I thought, and then it loaded it up and said that sometime later or whatever it is. And I'm playing as your guy from the first Red Dead. I'm like, well, this is weird. What's this all about? This is obviously just setting up the link between the two games. I'll give this is going to be no more than 10 or 15 minutes. An hour later, I walked into the living room and said to Anna, what the hell am I doing? Because I think I finished this game, and now I'm just wandering around some town, and it feels like I'm doing the damn tutorial all over again. The tutorial that made me complain about this game in the first place. It took me hours to get to the title screen, and now they're not letting me leave.
Yeah, you're pretty much doing the link between this one and the first one.
But why?
Because people love it. People want to know.
People are idiots. This is such a straightforward story.
It's a good story, though. It's a good story.
It's not really.
Let's be honest with you. Are you quoting me on that? Because I might have been gamesmanshipping you for it to manipulate something.
You definitely told me that it was the best story of the generation. I said, don't be an idiot, Pab. This generation had Detroit in it. You scoffed
and told me I had to play this.
But that great story that was Detroit compared to this story, which, I mean, this game's been out years now. If people don't want it spoiling, just skip forward 2 minutes, because I'm going to summarise the story of Red Dead Redemption 2 for you. Man is in gang, man gets sick, man dies. That's your story of Red Dead Redemption 2.
You can summarise everything like that if you want to be that like reductive.
But there's no twist. There's no
Kevin. You're allowed to have an opinion, but you don't need to say he's wrong. Calm down.
He's wrong.
Calm.
He's wrong.
I mean, I enjoyed it. I had a tear in my eye when it all happened.
What were you crying about?
That he died. It was
The terminally ill man eventually died?
Yes, but he shouldn't have died. Because I went
but
to
he was
the,
terminally ill, so...
But I went to the chief and asked him for help.
Yeah, but that's magic, Anna. Magic doesn't work.
You don't know that.
Well, he didn't, did it? He died. I just don't understand. I do not understand how this is the best story of the generation.
So...
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. I will let you have that. It was fun. It's level with Grand Theft Auto 5 in terms of there's a lot of it. I was never, once I got past the tutorial, I was never particularly bored. But to say this is one of the best stories in gaming there's ever been are the words of a moron. I thank you. I rest my case. I am going to play through to the end of the epilogue. I assume this story is going to kick
who's
in.
Who's the moron who bought it be based on that?
Well, I trust you. I trust it. I almost said I trust your judgment. I trusted your judgment. You've had your one now.
I'm in trouble now because I'm going to suggest something. I'm going to recommend something else to you later on.
I'm just gonna crunch ice cream cones all the way through. We've gone full circle. We're back to that. The ice cream cones.
I mean, I genuinely don't know
what you were saying 6 months ago. I agree.
There's a good chance of that, but it's better than Detroit. I'll put it that way.
Shut your face.
It's not necessarily the. I don't know. There's just something about it that.
It's like seeing a man in a cowboy outfit.
I think the length of the game, the size of the game, goes a long way in the sense of you become attached to these characters, you become more engrossed in what the story is, and yes, you can reduce it down to this is your guy, he's in a gang, he gets sick, he dies.
And let's
yes.
not forget, he got sick, beating the hell out of a man who was sick and dying. Let's not escape from the fact that he completely deserved it. It was completely self-inflicted.
Well,
it's his own fault he got sick. Well, he went round to someone's house to beat the hell out of a man who was also almost dead.
Well, all right, yes. But you don't know that at the time.
No, but it doesn't take... You know, it's not hard to put two and two together. There's a man who's got the same... I can't even remember what he had.
Tuberculosis.
So you go and see a man who's dying of tuberculosis, you beat him up a lot, and then about 3 hours, 4 hours later, you go to the doctors, oh, you've got tuberculosis. Well, however did that happen? How have I got tuberculosis?
No, yeah, but it's...
Because you were snogging
that
man.
It's not just about that, it's about everything else that goes on and how he's trying to set up for the future, how he's trying to leave things for people and make things right with people, how he's trying to deal with the whole thing that's going on with the gang situation, people chasing him still. There's so much more to it, and it's been very reductive to say it's this, this, and this, and it's done. There's a lot to it.
It's no Detroit, though.
Oh, Detroit is just very. You say
no,
that. You,
it's
you
no
say
the
you
Walking
say,
Dead.
You say to me. You say to me that Red Dead's predictable. Okay, Detroit isn't.
I mean,
is it not?
Me and Sheepdog will now spend the next 12 minutes.
I don't want to
summarising our own experiences with Detroit that are completely different. So put your predictable nonsense away, young man.
Oh, Kevin, calm down. Jeez.
It's It's...
You've offended me, Pab.
Oh, Kev, get over
me.
It.
I mean,
you've played it now.
Let's be honest here. what point do you ever... If you're not enjoying it, put it down. Don't.
But I was enjoying it.
I feel like you've played it on principle just to spite me.
It is a good game. It isn't the best story of the generation. It's not even a particularly good story.
Well, millions of people... I think you're wrong, Kevin.
Well, they're idiots.
Well, you're an idiot as well.
Well, I'm not, though, because I'm Kev, so I'm in charge.
Yeah, but the problem... this time, though, Kev, the listeners will more often than not have our back over yours on this one. You know this for a fact.
Yeah, but we know they're buffoons.
Yeah, but sometimes sometimes you've got to take a step back and listen to what they're saying.
No, I disagree. I'm right, they're wrong. In other news, Mario Golf. I finished the adventure mode of that. That is one of the best games of its generation. Oh, Mario Golf, Mario Golf, Mario Golf, which is just delicious. And now I'm just playing with my fully specced out character and... going and trying all these lovely little modes. What I need to do now is get back playing some multiplayer on it. I need to get you trained up on it, Anna. And I need to get you back online, Pab, so I can paint your wagon again.
Okay.
And, it's just awesome. The adventure mode is brilliant. I just wish it was, I mean, it was probably only 4 or 5 hours long. I wish it was 1,000 hours long because I didn't ever want it to end. I don't often feel like that about games. Go play Mario Golf, boys and girls. It's better than Red Dead Redemption 2.
Good eyes.
Have you played any more of it, Pabby?
I have. What, if you want to order some talk that I've done? I have qualified for the first tournament.
Slow down.
That's how much I've played of it.
I was just wandering around the house all last weekend with my Switch in front of me the whole time until I finished it.
Yeah, and it was his daughter's birthday as well. And that's
Well, that was her fault for picking the wrong weekend for her birthday. I was playing Mario Golf.
You're a monster.
She could have watched me if she wanted to.
I had to sacrifice every New Year's Eve for the rest of time because my daughter chose to be born on the 1st of January. So you could have sacrificed.
You know what you've done there, sheepdog? You've not realised that you can... She doesn't remember when she was born. You could have told her any date she wanted once she started to remember things.
Back at you.
Why didn't you just say to her, yeah, you were born on the 15th of January?
Because then I wouldn't be able to crack my pancake day joke when my son was born.
So there you go. It's not her fault. It's your fault. You did it all for your one joke.
Okay, I've been sat here for the past 5 minutes trying to find a top 30 game stories of all time list that doesn't have Red Dead Redemption 2 on it, so you can be vindicated. So I found one, Kevin. I found one.
Excellent. By a wise man, no doubt.
You're very wise. I've got evidence to back it up.
Excellent. There you go.
The first two I looked at had it above Detroit, which I was like, I'm not having that.
Idiots.
But the only reason I discounted them was because one had Final Fantasy IX as the best game story of all time, which I was like, look, that's a good story, but it's not the best Final Fantasy story, let alone the best game story of all time. And the other one had some nonsense shooting game. And it was like, no,
I feel like this is all setting us up for this year's big end of year. There's no games coming out. We need to record a few episodes on the same night special. We might have to do a best game story of all time in December. Because
we
can't do Game of the Generation or Decade. We've done all that stuff. I think it's going to be best game story ever this year. So you can start submitting your votes for it now, boys and girls.
The winner should be Chrono Trigger. It makes every list, but it's a bit old, so it's not very high on
BioShock. Lists. BioShock's going to be pretty high up there.
That is high on all of them.
Yeah, BioShock was outstanding.
Red Dead 1's on this list as well. It's number 9.
So I never finished that because it got really boring. Maybe I just don't like cowboys. Right. Maybe cowboys are like pirates. They just bore me. I don't really like horses or boats. I like to just... I like to travel in my video games the way I travel in real life. When I play Forza Horizon, which I've done a little bit of this week, I prefer to drive around in a reasonably priced family car rather than a fancy sports car. I just like to do what I'm accustomed to doing when I'm playing a video game. That's why Grand Theft Auto is better than Red Dead Redemption, because I can just drive around in a car and then rob banks like I do in real life.
This list has Silent Hill 2 as its number 1, and I don't remember that being particularly... I'm sure I played that. I think it was good, but... The best story of all time seems a bit of a stretch.
I've never played it. It sounds like a scary game.
Anyway.
I don't play scary games.
Following your line that you said earlier to Pab, I have a bone to pick with you, Kevin.
No, you're wrong. And I'll tell you why. First, how are your thoughts?
You tweeted, recommend me some games from the Steam sale. Tell me what to play. And somebody said, I'll tell you what to play if you don't mind. And then they recommended their own game.
Yeah, and which replied, immediately disqualified them, so I volunteered you for it.
Yeah, you immediately replied, well, I'm not going to play that, but Sheepdog will. And
I think that's fair.
He then said, yeah, well, it's discounted. It's free to play the demo. It's on Steam. you know, looking forward to hearing your thoughts on the podcast. I mean, I have, after playing it, I've since learned that he's not a listener. He doesn't even follow our account. He was just checking the hashtag to
really
tout
what
his own
rascal.
Game. But I figured...
And my initial thoughts to not give him the time of day were absolutely spot on.
So I feel like when I review it in a moment, Pab can tag him just so that he actually knows we did do it and you know, he might share it. I mean, in a positive way, His game's called Alien Scumbags, and it's on Twitch, on stream. Oh, Steam, I can't speak. Steam. Sorry. And I saw it, and I thought, really? It's a very shouty advert. It's an 8-bit platformer game where you're basically playing a character called Master Chef. It's basically a rip-off of Doom, Duke Nukem, Halo, and it's just a horror parody-style game.
This is right up your street. This is your kind of game, Sheepdog.
Now, I went on there, and I thought, demo, I'll get the demo. And then I saw it was £3, and I thought, damn it, the man's made a game. I can give him £3. The balls on him to even tweet us and ask us to play his... Well, the balls of him to recommend his own game as the game to buy in the Steam sale was just good. So I bought it. It was after that I realised he didn't even listen. I thought, one of our listeners has made a game. They've asked us to review it. I'll buy it in solidarity. And then it turned out, yeah, it's not one of you. So he's at KK Indie Game, by the way. That's his Twitter account if anyone wants to go... Just laugh and tell him.
Sheepdog is at Sheepdog6K if you're a Nigerian prince who needs to get their money out of the country.
So it is basically just walking through like 2D levels shooting aliens. And a little bit of me wonders how on earth he's got away with all of the copyright infringement that seems to be potentially going. I guess it's the parody laws. I don't know. Like,
yeah,
that's not
parody.
A criticism.
I'm looking at it on Steam now. It's definitely parody.
It is a parody, but he's saying, he's quoting films. He's got the facehuggers from Alien and Eggs. He's got the exploding zombie type thing from Left 4 Dead or other games that sort of thing's in. Giant spiders, the floating heads from Doom. Yeah, basically just loads of... I mean, the I can't remember what they're called. The brown thing from Doom, that or at least Doom 2, that just like throws fireballs at you at the very beginning, just... Does, you know, that's in it as well. It's just loads of quotes from stuff, and you just go through these relatively difficult levels. I played it on the I'm fragile. It asks you at the beginning whether you want it to be PG or adult, and my kids are in the room, so I went for PG. Then it asked what level you want to play it at, which was I'm fragile through to really hard. Apparently, if you go for the non PG version, it has like. It did warn that there'd be pixelated nudity in it. Characters would be topless or whatever. I think it's the lowest level mode is called like I'm a pussy, and then it goes right up to face F me. I'm hardcore or something like that. And it was like Jesus, okay, this is a bit ridiculous. And then it starts with a woman going like, "Save our ship, we're stuck." You know, the whatever it's called ship. It's a play on the ship from Alien. It's under attack. Come rescue us, Master Chef. This guy tells you how they already tried all the A team and B team people. They're all busy, so you're being sent in because you're the only person left. And it was silly. It made me laugh. I thought £3. I played it for like to complete it on the lowest setting because I thought I'm not good enough to play games on hard. To play it on the easiest setting, I still found it challenging, and it took me maybe an hour and a half. And I played it all the way through, completed it. It was like, boom, yeah, happy with that for £3. I mean, I spent £3 on Pokemon Go raid passes that take me 20 seconds to do the raid, and I don't get a shiny, and I'm disappointed. I played this, and I had a laugh, and it was good. So I do recommend it. It is pretty decent for just a quick go. And obviously, if you want to play it on the Face FME mode and see whether you can get anywhere with it, then you're a better person than I am. For playing games. But I mean, I've got to admire the balls on this fella for telling us to play it. And was he acting like he knew us, or was he just telling us to play his game and I just misread it? But yeah, in future, I'm definitely going to check whether you're following us and whether I know you in any way, shape, or form before I jump in and support you. Although I'm not disappointed that I supported this guy, it was a decent game. Go check it out. So yeah. That's the one new thing I've played. Other than that, I have done my Pokemon Nuzlocke. That's done. We moved on to Rollercoaster Tycoon. And that I put a vote out for what people wanted me to play on Wednesday. And that won by a substantial amount. And I thought, yeah, you've all voted for it, but will you come and watch it? And then it was like the busiest stream I've had in a while. Like, I don't, the football's been denting it, you know. And the football wasn't on Wednesday, but it was really busy. Loads of people just sat there for the evening chatting away with me while I built a theme park. It's mad how games have come along, because there's certain bits in that that I feel like you wouldn't do in games now. Like I couldn't make the damn roller coaster join together. I spent 20 minutes making a roller coaster that no one then went on because it was too scary. So now I had to spend another 10 minutes trying to make it less scary. I still didn't get it fun enough. And then mm-hmm. It got to like 10:30 and I was like, look, we'll cover this another day. But yeah, that game was surprisingly popular. People really enjoyed it. We had a good laugh, and I mismatched some path and ran out of money, and there was like 100 people just stranded on this island in my theme park, just unable to get to the exit, and they were all just wetting themselves and vomiting and making a mess on the floor, and then every now and again nipping on this ride so they could just spin around on this space spinning thing that they were on, and then they'd just get off it and go, I want to go home, and they'd just be stranded on this bridge because I needed 50 quid to join it back up, and my park was in debt because I'd accidentally drowned some people. And yeah, it was a very sheepdog stream. It was fun, but yeah, there was a lot of deaths and vomit and poo. And yeah, oh. It's exactly how I remember it as a kid when I used to play it all the time. It was the Roller Coaster Tycoon open source thing that you mentioned, Pab.
Open. Very good. Open TT.
Open RTC2.
Oh yeah, there you go. That's the one.
I spent far too much time trying to find a Pokemon mod to make it slightly on theme for my channel. I thought there must be someone who's made a little Pikachu mascot that can jump around in the park, but there's no such thing. Shocking.
Oh.
I mean, it was out in like the prime of Pokemon, wasn't it? That sort of era. Anyway, well, the prime's never ended, apparently. They're still in their prime. But yeah, I just assumed there'd
Sheepdog
be a mod somewhere.
Just admitted Harry Potter's bigger than Pokemon. We all heard him.
Harry Potter's long dead. Even Ed Sheeran was besmirching that I saw earlier. On some sort of thing, someone shared something of him talking about how he's a massive Simpsons fan. He used to be Harry Potter, but now he thinks he doesn't bother with it anymore. And I was like, that's officially a nail in the coffin of Harry Potter. I feel like you and I have got an ongoing war where we have to prove to ourselves that one's bigger than the other. And we've only just admitted it.
Harry Potter probably needs to release something new within the last 15 years to be in this battle. I think they're at a bit of a disadvantage, the fact that it happened last century.
I mean, no, they brought out their Wizards Unite. That was the thing that kicked it all off. You were determined that was going to be...
Do not remember that at all. This sounds made up. Let's move on.
And Minecraft Earth, Kev. Where's that gone?
What is he saying? I've been playing loads of Minecraft this week.
You have?
That's why I'm so sleep-deprived. I'm enjoying Minecraft again. There's a new update that came out in June to give you caves. It's the Caves and Cliffs update, Sheepdog. It's the one you've been waiting for. Caves and Cliffs.
At risk of sounding stupid, what does that entail?
Different caves and cliffs.
Cliff Richard?
I think so. They've got goats in it now and axolotls.
Ooh. Really?
And really?
You could have started with that.
I caught an axolotl. I got rammed by a goat. There's bees in it now, but I think they were in one of the previous updates.
Yeah, I haven't played with bees.
What else is there that's new? Apparently they've released it in two parts, so the actual newly redesigned mountains and caves aren't actually in phase one of the Caves and Cliffs update at the moment. Oh. They've just added some goats and some new textures, but there'll be a second part to it later in the year, which is similar to when they redesigned the Nether last year, and now the Nether's completely different. That's what they're going to be doing to caves and mountains, just to freshen things up again. So I've been playing online with the football manager folk, the Streamer Showdown folk, and they've been bullying me relentlessly, and Anna's told me I'm not allowed to play with them anymore.
No, because they're mean to you.
They are mean to me. They pick on me.
He deserves it, though.
No, he doesn't.
He does. Yeah, Ollie's been on at me to play Minecraft with him because I mentioned in passing that I'd do some videos with him at some point, and I want them to just announce they've done whatever they need to do to stop me feeling sick when I play it, but I don't know when it happens. Like, sometimes I play it and it's absolutely fine and great fun, and then I play it and I'm just like, ugh. So, yeah, I need to know why that's happening, and then I'll play Minecraft all day long. I love it.
You might want to fiddle with the field of view, because I was playing it the other night and someone said, zoom out your field of view so we can see more. So I did that and I went to maximum and it basically put a slight little bit of fisheye on the lens, and I did that for about a minute and I was like, yeah, I'm going to throw up on stream with this slightly fish-eyed lens. So it might just be you need to bring your field of view in a little bit, or take it, just adjust it slightly so that you're not... It was just weird. It was just not quite
right.
And it was ruining me
if you've just solved everything, that'd be fantastic. Because I think now that you're saying it, like Final Fantasy VII Remaster, I think that just ruined me because I was running around a big, busy city where, and there was everything. It was very full. It might have just been I was slightly further away than I wanted to be or whatever. Yeah. It could be something like that.
Yeah, then. Perhaps I'm a brain doctor. Who
Maybe
knew?
Maybe you are.
Pabby, we'll get back to discussing my brain doctor status in a moment, but first, you need to insert an advert, young man. You're 5 minutes late. You're slacking.
Back to school means back to routine. Make Kind Breakfast and Kind Breakfast cereal bars part of your out-the-door hustle. Kind Breakfast and Kind Breakfast cereal bars are made with real, nutrient-dense ingredients. Include Kind Breakfast or Kind Breakfast cereal bars as part of a complete morning meal for sustained energy from 100% whole grains. Plus, with oh-so-good flavors like dark chocolate cocoa and blueberry almond, everyone will be smiling out the door. Kind snacks are gluten-free, giving your family convenient snacks to make it from homeroom to the boardroom and back in time for pickup. Life's about to get even more hectic, but the way you snack doesn't have to be. With Kind Nut Bars for an afternoon or late-day snack on the go, snacking becomes the easiest part of your day. You can enjoy the full line of Kind snacks, including breakfast bars and nut bars, and know you're being kind to yourself with whole nuts or whole grains. Right now, get 15% off Kind breakfast bars and Kind breakfast cereal bars with code KIND, only at KindSnacks.com. Exclusions apply.
Montgomery County is proud to announce the launch of our new Ride On Trip Planner mobile app. The app allows you to easily plan your next trip, either via bus, rail, bike share, or scooter. You will also be able to tell how crowded a ride on bus is before it arrives. It's simple to use. Once you download the app, just choose your current location and your destination. The app will allow you to pick the most desirable route that best fits you. Learn more at rideonbus.com/trip planner.
Good advert, Pabby. Well done. Anna, a cheap dog, are you done talking about what you've played? Are we moving on to Anna?
I was just thinking to myself as I was sipping my drink there, have I played anything else? I don't think I have. I think it's been Pokemon, Roller Coaster Tycoon, and Alien Scumbags.
You're an alien scumbag. Anna, what? You finished a game this week too, didn't you?
I did indeed. Finished Ratchet and Clank Rifts Apart, and it was excellent. Very good game. Very pretty game. And now I can play it again with all my weapons and go through it without having to buy new weapons. That sounds fun.
It's got a new game plus?
Yeah.
Is it?
So you save your weapons, you get more bolts, and you can go around and do your thing. It's a good game. It's like, I don't know how many hours I played it because I didn't really have a look, but I played it.
Well, you streamed it for like, you must have streamed it 5 or 6 times. So
yeah,
they were 2-2.5 hour streams each time. So you got, you probably got close to 15 hours out of it, maybe.
Yeah, but there's more to doing it. Like, I've been playing it by myself, like offline, and I haven't been to half the places I've been to by that time, because there's side quests to do. So I was doing them. I just played the main story on stream because you don't want to revisit the same. Because like there was what I was doing this one thing where I had to fly around, and for the life of me, I could not find what I was supposed to do. I finally did, obviously, but that it was like an hour, and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I just kept flying around. That would have been awful on stream because I had no idea what to do. But I play it on my own, so it's good. So that's finished now.
So what's your new stream game now for people who want to check you out at twitch.tv/MrLelujo?
The Last of Us 2.
Never heard of it. What's that about?
It's a sequel to The Last of Us. It's like
interesting.
It's a...
Anna, I need to... I felt well awkward earlier because you were like, oh, Last of Us 2 won by 0.2 votes. And I thought, that's the bloody one I clicked to see how many votes she had. I feel like I just ruined it. I was like, they probably won't vote for this one. I'll click this and see what the votes are looking like, just see what she's playing next. There should be a button to just click and see how the vote's going. Because I was like, oh, you know, don't want to jinx it too much. And then you put that up and I said to Claire, I was like, I've just been the one difference between what Anna's played here, and I hope that doesn't, you know, I hope her followers
no, it's
like,
fine.
Oh.
I like the 500 people voted, that came out on top. It came out on top at like 3 a.m. So I was just, I woke up to, so it's like, all right, Last of Us, that's fine. I can play that again.
So did you start the poll at 3 a.m, or did you just set it for a weird duration?
1 day and 17 hours.
Why?
Why not? Why not?
That's amazing.
Because some people are still awake at that time in different countries.
Yes, sheepdog, you idiot. This is the kind of creative thinking that Anna provides to being a streamer. You've got to be thinking outside the box, Anna style.
I was fuming when I did my competition to finish at, I think it was like 6 o'clock, and it finished just as my wife finished making dinner. And I was like, why didn't I plan this away from dinner? What were I thinking? I just couldn't announce the winner because I was too busy eating. So yeah, Anna's 3 a.m. one would have been fine because I could have got up in the morning, contacted them, gone, overnight, you won. But no, I clashed with everything. So good shout, Anna. Well done.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
What else have you been playing then, Anna?
Cyberpunk.
Oh.
Is this working now? Because you've restarted it, haven't you?
I have.
Does it actually work now? Because I feel like I might go back to this once I'm done with Red Dead. It's either this or that
Horizon
dinosaur game thing. Yeah. That'll be my next step after Red Dead.
I don't know, because I didn't have problems before, so I don't know what people moan about, if I'm honest. But that's because
the game used to crash every time I got out of the car before.
Oh, gosh.
If you drove from one area of the map to another and got out immediately, the game would just crash. So I had to get into this habit. You'd drive from one place to the other, then sit and count to 10, and then you're safe to get out of the car without the game crashing.
I see. Well, I've not had any of that. So take that as you will. Well, I find it fine. Like, I know how to play the game now. So, like, I'm updating my cyber deck and all that. So I have, like, 4 space on that. I have multiple different things going on with my limbs. Like, because the first time I played this, I didn't do any of that. I didn't care.
It goes deep. It is insanely deep if you look into it. Have you seen that you actually, if you go to different... To different Ripper docks, they have different things.
Yeah,
I didn't. It blew my mind. I was like, I just assumed they were all just different, just like convenient doctors that you go to and you used to upgrade. I was like, holy smokes!
No, they have different things, and even if you just go off the beaten path, like I found this guy who only accepts junk, like that's all he'll buy off you. But he was like, I'll put some scaffolding around a corner underneath in this really weird hut, and that's all he would buy. And I was like, hello, what are you doing? And I just really, really enjoy it. I wish Jackie wouldn't not be in the game anymore. But apart from that, like the other day, right? So this is like quite early in the game. You go to like a big apartment, like a big building, and you have to go upstairs, you have to wait in a hotel room. You know, if you don't do that and you go, no, I'm just going to explore the bar for a bit, I did that instead. I went to the bar and found Hideo Kojima just sitting there, and I checked and I was like, oh my god, it is actually him, like he's an Easter egg. And I was like, I found him. But yeah, I do like this game, but yeah, I don't know what people had an issue with. I think it like it's come back on the store, on the PlayStation store, and it says, don't play this on a PlayStation 4. Play it on a Pro or 5, but don't play it on like old gen PS4 because it won't work. But I find it fine. It works. I've had it crash once, but that's because I got stuck on something, so I was trying to get myself unstuck, and it just went nope, and quit. And like, it also doesn't like it. You know, if you leave your PlayStation in rest mode and then you turn it on and then you go and play again, it doesn't like that either. So always just, like, restart it because it doesn't like that. But apart from that, I find it fine. I enjoy the game. I just like going around doing all the fixer jobs. Like, you just go to an area and, like, Regina will just phone you up and go, all right, there's something to do over here. I'm like, all right, and off I go and shoot or, like, stealth around. Yeah, I like it. It's just playing it slowly this time, just going through. Because like last time, I got to like the last mission and it told me this is the last mission. I was like, all right, and then I didn't go back to it. So yeah, I'm just chilling with it.
Wait, you never finished it?
No.
Okay.
Because it was crashing all the time. And I just got annoyed with it, so I didn't go back to it. But they updated it the other day, I think, the other week, maybe. And yeah, apart from the crash and the restarting, it's fine to me. But I enjoy it. Like, I have a new character. I have new, like, cybernetics. Like, I have a wire that comes out my wrist that I can hit people with, and I can add fire or electric to that. That's mad. Like, you just lie and go, and just stand on the floor. And I found a gun that talks to me. Skippy, I think his name is. He's mental. He's so rude sometimes. But yeah, I found Skippy. Like, I was doing this one bit. I wanted, it was like a legendary mono whip thing. And I went through the whole thing finding it. Went to it, opened the chest, and it was a baseball bat. I was like, why is it a baseball bat? Yeah, they took that out because it was OP. They was like, this is making the game too easy, like, it's not far enough in the game for you to have that kind of weaponry. And I was like, oh, so I got a baseball bat. And if you hit people with a baseball bat, it actually makes, like, the baseball bat hitting a skull noise. And that is not a good noise. It's it makes me shiver every time I hear it. But it does the job. Like, you just go, bomb.
Yeah, stopped, yeah.
No. It's quite funny. Let's go on the floor, and I'm like, yeah, don't mess with me. But yeah, I'm just trying, like, every kind of weapon. I have a weapon that sets people alight. That's fun to do, because they just stand there, try to shoot you, and just be on fire. I'm like, you're on fire. Why are you trying to kill me still? So yeah, Cyberpunk is all fun. I also, I don't know why, but I did. Put in Infamous Second Son. I don't know why. Just felt like playing it. And I've got to the part where I always get to, and I'm like, I can't bother to play it. It's when the angels come, and I hate when the angels come. I don't like that power. I don't know why. But I just don't. And I got to that point yesterday, and I was like, ugh, I can't bother with this. So I deleted it again now. But oh. I can't stand them, and I don't know why. They're perfectly fine. Like, for what, I just don't like them. But now I've got The Last of Us going on, so I've got to keep that fresh in my mind. Because I was playing The Last of Us, and I was playing all the wrong buttons, because I've been playing that so much, and like, I've got my shooting all the wrong way around. But The Last of Us is so pretty. I was playing it, so I was like, this game is so pretty. Like, it's PS4, for goodness sake. It's so nice. And like, I was playing it, so I was like, I know what's gonna happen. I had to like physically stop myself thinking about it, because I would cry, because it is such a sad game, and it just, oh, it's heart-wrenching. But yeah, Last of Us, so I'm playing.
You should cry on stream. Crying on the internet's the big thing this week. People will just give you 20 grand if you cry on the internet.
Wait, why?
That German girl who cried when England beat them, and she's now, they've raised 20 grand to give her.
Why?
People were calling her all sorts. It was ridiculous, the amount of things she got. I showed my mate a tweet I saw. I was like, this is outrageous. Like, this is so beyond the line. Like, you know, everyone was happy we won the game, but crikey. I mean, and I do feel like our humour as a country is pretty dark, but ouch.
And it was awful.
You only realise how dark we could be when you're doing it to people who don't get it, who aren't part of that, and you're like, yeah, okay, that's, yeah, we didn't think that through. Yeah.
I think he knows which one he saw. It was the same one I saw.
Cry,
I was
on,
like,
stream,
oh, God. I'm not going to cry. I'll probably get like...
Cry in your hot tub.
I almost cried on stream last night when my Minecraft house got wrecked.
The boys. You can't play with the boys anymore.
I know.
I also saw that Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut PlayStation 5 is coming, and I for one cannot wait. I have not finished this game, but the game is so beautiful. Can't wait for the PlayStation 5 updates, like with all the...
You have a nice hefty price tag on it.
Yeah, it does.
They're going to whack £30
Anna doesn't care about the price tags now because she just puts in a requisition order to the business. I got a message from her early in the week, just with a picture of it on the store. I'm streaming this. Buy it. She's a monster.
You said whatever I stream, you
I know,
buy.
No, that is true. If it's a purchase for streaming, then it is a business expense, so it comes out of the business.
Yeah, so it's
but
got...
you are mad.
It's got all your fancy five PlayStation 5 things, like your feedback and whatnot, and then it's got a new island. And apparently, if you buy the director's cut on the store, you get the PlayStation 4 one for free. So you can play through it before the 25th of August, and then it will just transfer your save over to the PlayStation 5 one, and you can just carry on. But there's new in it, and I like new, and it is a nice game, and I do want to see it on PlayStation 5, even though it does look good on PlayStation 4. But I like having the controller gubbins.
Anna, you need to learn that just chatting is a feature on streaming where you could literally do anything. You could be like, Kev, I need this. I'm going to stream it. And I'm just on Amazon at the moment. You could get a 3-pack of Super Soakers for $6.79 and make Kev pay for them.
Why would I want a Super Soaker?
That's a vlog expense. We could do a vlog with Super Soakers. I put a paddling pool as a business expense last year because I used it for an intro.
For one time. And then Dave at it.
Yeah. I've got a paddling pool and a Lilo.
That was a prop.
Expenses. Yeah, exactly. And a beach backdrop. Some of the things that go through our business account is insane. A beach backdrop and a frame to hold it. Amazing.
But that's me done, I think.
Excellent. Well, that leads us on nicely to P-Pabby Pab-Pab.
Me.
His rap name.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
So now you have to rap what you've been playing.
No. I too have finished Ratchet and Clank this week.
Yay.
It's a good game. There's a good chance I could platinum this.
Yes.
Me saying that based on not looking at trophies, but only based on...
A lot of people have.
What is there to do? That's the thing. I've seen a lot of people who have... I'm thinking, what is it to do? Collect everything? Maybe do all the side, do everything in the game. I feel like I've done most of it. It's just a few side quests I haven't done. I'm trying to think if anything else. Is there any time trials in the game I might have to beat something under? That's the sticking point I'm going to get stuck with. No, I genuinely don't know.
No, there's a bit where you have to just do it fast, but you just have to get out of the way, basically.
Yeah.
But it's not time trial.
If there's a trophy for finishing the game under a certain time, that is over, no more of that. That isn't a thing that's going to happen if that is the case. I'm not redoing the game in a certain time to do that. I'm not... If it's just collectibles and certain bits and bobs, I'll do it. But other than that, no, I'm not going redoing it. So that was good. Another thing I've played is a game called Phantom Abyss. I'm not even sure what it's out on. I think it's out on Xbox. I played it on PC. It's a game where you are temple running. You are in first person, going through like ancient temples to get artifacts out of these said temples. And there's loads of like booby traps and different
language, I said.
Oh, there's different obstacles and different things in that said dungeon. And there's like three levels as it stands that I got to, three levels of each dungeon before you can get to the artifact room. The twist here is, these are procedurally generated tombs, and only one person can ever finish each individual tomb. If you die in that tomb, you never get to go back into that tomb. You get one go on each tomb, every time, and you live or die by it. So you will never theoretically see the same temple twice because you are not going back in it. What you do occasionally see is you'll see ghosts of other people who have tried the same temple. So you might start running and you'll see ghosts just running through, but you know full well they haven't succeeded. They're ghosts of previous attempts who have failed, and you'll just occasionally find a dead body on the ground with like a name above it. That's that person. They died on this spike trap, for example.
I've seen this. I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yes, it's pretty damn good. It's pretty cool.
So it's on Steam, apparently, so it's not on any consoles yet, just Steam.
It's only on Steam. And Humble, I thought it might have been on Xbox. I have enjoyed what I played. Like, it's first-person runner, so I'm not getting, like, Mirror's Edge vibes, but, you know, the movement and the controls and stuff is very Mirror's Edge. You have a whip in the game, and your whip can like kind of like grapple you to ledges and stuff like that. The whip is a very good like whipping motion and feel to how you traverse the world. It's very cool. You collect like gems and tokens, but you get a currency through each level, and at the end of each like kind of like level of the temple, there'll be like there's like a blessing altar, and you have a certain amount of currency, you can get a blessing. It's randomized. There's like choice of two blessings. It's like greater whip length or extra heart back or double jump or whatever it is. It's all random. So there's incentive for you to go through temples and collect the loot. There's also benevolent spirits in there. There is each temple has like a benevolent kind of spirit in there. And I think there's like four or five different types of benevolent spirit, and like some of them just shoot like gas bombs at you. I think you get through the first level of the temple, and it's all fine. It's the second level of the temple is that they're activated, and like I said, they can throw gas bombs at you. They can. There's one that'll just chase you, and it doesn't chase you fast, but it's just constantly coming for you. If it catches you, you're dead. There's one that shoots laser beams at you every 5 seconds or something like that. And the further down the temple you get, the more like intense this like, I think it's a spirit or it's like a god or something like that. It's, the more aggressive they become, so like the timer reduced on these things has become, or the one that's chasing you becomes faster. So you've got to get around this temple quick, and then you go to like the bottom level where the artifact is, and then you've then got to do like two side temples of this main room to unlock the main door. At that point, you've also then still dealing with this angry god character, whoever it is. But it's fun. It's been very fun. It's on the Steam sale right now, but I think it's like £15 without the sale. I got it for £13. So it's not. A huge investment, but it's fun, and I like the fact that it's a weird kind of like multiplayer kind of thing to it. Also, there is a multiplayer aspect of it. You can send requests for your friends to go into levels you've died in, and if they complete that temple, you will get all your loot back for it. So there is incentive for you to send your friends into temples. You can send requests for friends to go into certain temples to go and get your stuff back and complete that said temple. It's been fun. It's a good one. It's a good little game. And I've enjoyed what I've played of it.
Remind everyone what it's called, Pally.
Phantom Abyss.
There we go.
Yes. The other thing I've played is potentially one of the games of the year for me.
Here we go again.
It's these little games. It's a game called Lego Builder's Journey.
I saw you play this, but I didn't know what it was.
It's amazing. It is genuinely amazing. It's a Lego game, but it's kind of like, you know, like how Captain Toad has those little diorama levels. It's like little tiny, like little rotatable, like little box worlds that they have on mm-hmm. is it Captain Toad. I'm thinking of.
Yeah, yes. I got that, and it kills me. I can't play it.
Yeah, so it's those kind of little worlds, and you have like just like a little diorama, and you have to get your little Lego man across the map. Just using these pieces that are available to you. But there's also like a story. There's a story element to it. How you're this little lad. And then his dad suddenly shows up in the story. And then you kind of go on an adventure with your dad. And then there's a whole like thing going on with his dad has to go to work to do something. And his dad doesn't come back. It's a whole story to it. And it's amazing. It's really cool. I mean, it looks like, I mean, on the PC, I don't know what it looks like. It's on Switch as well, I think. I can't say to what that looks like. But on the PC, with the ray tracing on, it looks like photoreal. How good this looks. But yeah, I just thoroughly enjoyed it. It doesn't outstay its welcome. It's like 3 hours max to finish. But it is genuinely a lovely little game that was just a nice, chill game to play. And I just had a smile on my face pretty much the entire way through it until the end where there was a puzzle where I was overthinking it. And it was just simple. I was just, I wasn't doing what it was asking me to do. I was just overlooking what it wanted me to do. And I YouTubed it. I went, oh, what an idiot. What an idiot. Absolute idiot. Okay, I know what it wants me to do this. Okay, that's fine. I understand what it wants me to do now. But yeah, such a very clever, simple game that is, I think it's 50, I think I paid 15 quid for that one as well. And yeah, I'd recommend that one wholeheartedly because it is stunning. Genuinely stunning little game.
It sounds excellent.
It is very good. I don't know whether it's on coming to other things. It probably will at some point. I know it's on Switch, but I guarantee your Switch hasn't got ray tracing. the lighting effects and the how it looks is just, it's kind of just like, is this stop motion like graphics kind of thing? Is it stop motion animation? It's so good. The other thing I wanted to talk about very briefly, because I've only tried it, I've tried it today. Has anybody tried the xCloud stuff at all?
I don't know what that means.
So I just happened to wonder, like, because there's been all talk about iOS suddenly getting xCloud access and stuff like this for iPhones and iPads. And I was like, I wonder if we can do this on my phone. And you can. There's an Xbox Game Pass. Well, I've got the beta app, and it allows me to stream my games from the cloud on my phone.
I forgot this was due. Yeah, I got the app ready. I haven't actually been on it, but
I played it today. I mean, it does say you need a Wi-Fi connection for this. You need a Wi-Fi connection for this. I just kind of closed that. Went, nah, don't. No, I don't. We're fine. 4G, we'll be fine. And I tell you what. It really works. It was frightening. I was playing the new Dirt game today on my lunch break today. Just playing it. I mean, you ideally want a controller. It's a bit fiddly with the touchscreen controls. But if you had a controller, you could play like Xbox Series X quality graphics game streamed to your phone and you wouldn't notice. You know, it feels like just perfectly fine. It was frightening how good it was. And there's just, you can just go through the list. You don't need them installed, but it's just Game Pass. And it's like,
you've got your big iPad, aren't you? So that would be,
I mean, I could do that as well.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't take that to work, you see. Yeah, exactly. Perfect for that kind of thing, Sheepdog. But I just happened to have it on my phone and I was like, oh, I wonder how this actually works. And I mean, you'd need a data plan on it. For it, obviously, because obviously, I imagine it rinses data. I didn't play it for too long because I didn't want it just draining battery and rinsing my data, but yeah, it worked. I was genuinely impressed as to how well it worked. It wasn't stuttery, it wasn't blurry. It was surprisingly flawless. And yeah, it's like you say, you could take like your iPad, you could take your phone to conventions with you and bring a controller. You can get them phone controller things now that are supposed to be very good as well. You can get anything. You can get like a little hat, little like grip thing that'll grip your phone with a controller. And be playing all your Xbox games. And it just loaded up the save. It loaded up the save from the Xbox, from the cloud. And it just went, there you go, carry on with the campaign as you did.
Nice.
I guess once 5G is the big thing, that'll make it all super easy.
I imagine
easy,
so, right? Yeah. I imagine so. I mean, I did see, I'm tempted to take them up on this. EE had an offer for like, oh, you can get Game Pass Ultimate for £10 a month and unlimited data. And I went, huh.
But they are paying £11 a month just for the Game Pass. So
yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I was like. Why am I, what, So I don't know. I don't know. It works exactly, but yeah, EE, I just saw it on Twitter tonight and when I was flicking through and I was like, huh. Interesting, EE. You've piqued my interest.
Let me upgrade my plan, or I don't really understand. Is it unlimited data for just using that? And I like, because in America they'll run events with Niantic where they'll give anyone playing Pokemon Go in America unlimited data, so they can do that to their heart's content, and it doesn't affect their plan. So I'm guessing that's what EE are offering with Xbox, maybe?
It's a thing I genuinely don't know. It might be maybe worth further investigating. But yeah, it did intrigue me because, like I say, I thought to myself, I could just continue paying Microsoft that money, or I could pay EE that month and they will supply me with the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate and unlimited data. But I don't know what the rulings are and the loopholes. I don't know. But it's worth looking
at. I'm going to be in this really weird system now where I'm going to be playing. So with Windows 11, they've announced that you can get Android apps on your PC. And I was thinking to myself, that means I can get Pokemon Go on my PC and just play it from home like I always do on my computer instead. But then I'd have console games on my phone so I can play them out and about while Pokemon just sits on my computer automatically doing its stuff. It's going to be opposite world from next year, I reckon.
Your face is opposite world. Are we done? Is that it?
We're done.
Everyone stop talking. I assume that's the end. if you want to see us talking in a digital form, you can do that on Twitter at MGUK Podcast, or you can follow me anywhere your heart desires at Lelujo.
And same with me at Sheepdog6K.
I miss Lelujo everywhere.
And I'm Pab1986 on Twitter and Twitch.
Where are Pab1986, Pab?
Xbox.
Sheepdog, don't call Pab out. I was about to call Anna out.
Why?
Because she's not Miss Lelujo on Instagram. She's Anna Lelujo on there.
Oh, well, I'm around. Just put my name in or Kevin's name in and then find me.
If you just type in Lelujo, you'll find one of me or Anna.
Yeah.
Usually,
I just always
everywhere.
Wanted to do Pab, though. If you type in Pab 1986 on any other site, you're probably going to get him, but not Xbox.
I'm going to start him a TikTok. It's just going to be, we're going to do a TikTok of, you know how you do the Pab tweets of photos of him? I'm just going to start taking little 15-second videos of him anytime or anywhere and start putting him on his TikTok.
Well, now we know what road he lives on. We'll go find him.
Exactly. Oh, leave him alone.
Yeah, meet up outside Pab's house tomorrow afternoon. Sorted.
Not in the weather we're getting up here. Not a chance. Or down here, should I say.
That's a good point. Plus, tomorrow afternoon for us is warm up for the England game, so can't be travelling then. Got to stay close to a telly from lunchtime onwards. Who cares about Pokemon?
11 till 6, I think it is. Something like that. Pig night day.
Same to you. See you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.
The best time to get a great deal on a Jeep SUV is now, during the Summer of Jeep event. Visit Jeep.com or your local Jeep brand dealer to find the perfect Jeep SUV for you. Hurry in and make this the Summer of Jeep. Right now, during the Summer of Jeep, purchase and get 10% below MSRP on the 2023 Jeep Compass Limited 4x4 or Renegade Latitude 4x4. Not compatible with lease offers or with any other consumer incentive offers. Contact dealer for details. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 7/31/23. Jeep is a registered trademark.